Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
And finally, the rain is moving out, but we're looking at some cold temperatures over the next 24 hours. I'll show you. Plus, a conviction secured for the leader of a national motorcycle gang who lives in Wake County. And today, we'll get a big update on the case. A lot to tell you about on this Friday morning. We made it to Friday after a dreary and rainy week. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, we're picking it up with a little bit of sunshine today. A bright spot for you. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Yeah, another trip around the sun. And it's on a Friday, which just makes me super excited.
Bonus. All right, we'll get it going together. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. Mm-hmm. Rain clearing off now?
Yes, and bonus of sunshine, especially by the time we get to the afternoon. Yay, finally, right? Just in time for Renee's birthday. Here's a look at the back edge of the rain. It is sliding eastward out of the viewing area. It is still pretty wet out there in places, and so it's going to take a little time before we dry things out completely, but definitely we're on the right track. You can see the rain is over in the triangle and almost completely over down south. Here's a look at Futurecast this morning. You can still see a few lingering showers down to the south, potentially during the morning commute. I think what's happening is that reality is a little faster than the computer models. The computer models are still hanging some of that rain around Fayetteville and Clinton, even at 7 a.m. It's really on its way out. But watch the clearing that happens. By the time we get to lunchtime, we're seeing some sunshine, but here's the catch. We have very cold air that's going to be pushing those clouds out of here, and so it is going to be cold tonight and tomorrow, but it's brief. And then after that, we start to see a rebound by Sunday. It's not terrible out there right now. 44 degrees is our current temperature. It's actually about 5 degrees warmer than it was this time yesterday. You can see down here on Jones Street, it's a bit wet, but our streets will be drying as we get through the morning. It is 39 in Roxborough, 45 in Fayetteville, and everybody else is right there in between, mainly in the low 40s. And we take a look at our hour by hour forecast. We're going to see our temperatures climbing back up into the mid 40s. So we're going to kind of hold it steady, may drop it a little bit, and then warm it back up with some sunshine. But of course, the big thing is the wind chill overnight tonight. We could drop into the teens. I'll show you what it could look like where you are coming up.
Elizabeth, thanks. This morning, we will learn more about the federal conviction of a national motorcycle gang leader who lives in Wake County. WRAL's Laura Levine is tracking what we know about the case ahead of today's announcement. Laura.
Renee, United States Attorney Michael Easley will meet here outside the courthouse along with representatives with ATF and the Raleigh Police Department to share new details in this case. That press conference happening at 11 o'clock this morning. They're expected to announce the arrest of Christopher Baker. The Fed says he's a national leader of the Pagan Motorcycle Club, which is recognized as an outlaw motorcycle gang. Baker was sentenced on multiple gun and drug charges. Last month, we covered the arrest of five motorcycle gang members for the murder of Jonas Padilla, a member of the Pagans. Social media accounts show all of the suspects are part of a rival biker group. Late last month, hundreds of members of the Pagans rode to Raleigh to pay tribute to Padilla. And Baker is one of 19 people charged with dozens of drug and weapon crimes. Again, that press conference happening at 11 o'clock this morning. We're going to be here to cover the latest on this case. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
Walmart in Lewisburg is damaged this morning after a driver crashed through its front doors. This happened around 8 last night after the person driving his Ford Explorer suffered a medical emergency. Witnesses told the WRAL Breaking News Tracker an employee reached into the moving SUV and was able to put it into park, stopping it from getting any further into the store. Employees say they believe the driver suffered a seizure. The driver was taken to the hospital. No one else was hurt.
A new route is taking off today from RDU, where you're looking live as airport leaders discuss expansion. The Airport Authority is holding a special meeting to discuss its plans for the next 10 years. That includes new parking and development in Terminal 2. Meanwhile, Avelo Airlines is holding its inaugural nonstop flight from RDU to Tampa today. The airline also began offering flights to Orlando yesterday and plans to open a new base at RDU within the next 2 weeks.
A Lee County man is charged with murder after a barrel with human remains inside was found on his property. Those remains belong to a man that's been missing since last year. Sheriff's office says deputies found the barrel in concrete on Farrell Road at the home of Jackie Bright. Inside the barrel was the dismembered body of Michael Cox. Bright is now charged with murder and more charges are pending. Neighbors were shocked to learn about this case.
Nothing's ever happened like that in this neck of the woods. It's really surprising. But when I came home, I really just saw like a truck, a stretcher that had a barrel on the back of it. But I don't, you know, can't really say what it was, but it was shocking. It's a lot of speculation going on right now.
Deputies say Bright has an extensive criminal history. He was released from prison last year and arrested twice just last month.
The number of flight cancellations in the U.S. is down to only about 100 this morning after a long week of travel trouble across the country. More than 6,000 flights have been canceled in the U.S. this week as ice storms snarled travel. The hardest hit airports were all in Texas, including Dallas and Austin. American and Southwest Airlines issued winter weather waivers to customers because of the cancellations.
People in the Northeast are preparing for what could be the coldest wind chills felt in decades. Could be as cold as 50 degrees below zero this weekend. More than 15 million people are under wind chill warnings or advisories. The alerts are in effect this morning and will last through Saturday afternoon. Extreme conditions like they're about to experience can cause frostbite in as little as 10 minutes with exposed skin. Temperatures are expected to warm back up by Sunday afternoon.
This afternoon, the Durham Rescue Mission is sending out teams to search for people in need of shelter and warm food. The effort comes as temperatures are set to drop into the 20s this weekend. The Rescue Mission shelter will stay open until the bitterly cold weather is over.
Five people are recovering this morning after a crash in Johnston County. This happened on East Market Street in Smithfield just before 7:30 last night. You can see one of the cars was seriously damaged there after being T-boned. One of the drivers in the crash was charged with failure to yield.
The Department of Justice says it will fight to keep guns out of the hands of people with domestic violence restraining orders. A recent decision from an appeals court ruled that it is unconstitutional to restrict them from having guns. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the DOJ will review the decision and could take the appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Henderson Fire Chief Steve Cordell will be laid to rest today. Cordell died Sunday at the age of 51. He'd been battling brain cancer. His funeral begins at 2 this afternoon at South Henderson Pentecostal Holiness Church.
Deputies in Cumberland County now have body cameras thanks to a grant from the Department of Justice. The cameras were given to some deputies. 350 body cameras were bought by the sheriff's office last year. The sheriff's office says this will help them to keep records of interactions between deputies and citizens. Every deputy will have a camera before the end of March.
By October of this year, some North Carolinians could see their car insurance jump by nearly 30%. We're hearing from the Department of Insurance about a requested auto insurance rate hike. The North Carolina Rate Bureau represents insurance companies in their dealings with state officials. This year's rate filing asks for a statewide increase of more than 28%. We asked the Bureau the reason for the big hike.
More people are commuting now that we're, I guess, sort of out of the pandemic. There's a lot more cars on the road. There's a lot more expenses that go into cars, and there's a lot more to insure.
The insurance commissioner will review the request and negotiate with the Rate Bureau.
The fight for freedom is not over for Adnan Syed.
We definitely understand that Hayes' family has suffered so much, and they continue to suffer. And it's just that we suffer too.
Coming up, the new challenge he faces after spending more than half his life in prison.
Plus, Oscar buzz surrounding a North Carolina native. We'll tell you about a Fayetteville local and the role that's putting him in the spotlight. And we have a live look outside in Zebulon this morning. Good morning to you. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner has your weekend forecast coming up in just a few minutes.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:42, and we're saying goodbye to the rain. There it goes, just moving right on out of here. It's going to be a little bit slow moving by, but it's done. So if it's not raining where you are, it shouldn't be anymore for the rest of the day today. And as a matter of fact, we have a long streak of dry weather in our 7-day forecast. I look forward to showing you that. But even if the rain is over where you are, like it is here in Goldsboro, it's still wet out there, and you can see the damp conditions that you'll run into this morning. Shouldn't be a lot of puddles out there this morning. Hopefully it's not going to affect the commute too much. It's definitely a cool start. Temperatures in the upper 30s to low 40s, but we have some really cold air on the way. We'll see temperatures close to 40 for much of the day into the mid 40s this afternoon. We'll talk about some wind chills in the teens for tonight coming up.
The legal troubles are not over for Adnan Syed, whose murder case made national news on the podcast Serial. His attorneys are pushing back on a plea to reinstate his 23-year-old murder conviction. The family of the victim, Haemin Lee, who was Syed's girlfriend, argue they were never properly notified about the hearing that led to Syed's release from prison.
Our family, we've suffered so much, you know, just over the past 20, almost 24 years. And it's really hard for us. It's hard for my dad. It's hard for my mom. It's hard for my younger brother.
Syed's freedom came after prosecutors argued he was wrongfully convicted. Prosecutors also say DNA evidence helped to clear his name.
Two police officers in Missouri are in the hospital this morning after they were shot overnight. Investigators say the officers were pulling over a car linked to a robbery when they were shot. The suspect in the car was arrested. He was shot in the ankle, but it's not clear who fired the shot. No word on how seriously the officer was hurt.
State Farm and Progressive say they will no longer insure some Kia and Hyundai models because of a sharp rise in thefts of those vehicles. State Farm says it is no longer accepting new customer applications in some states for certain model years. It says it's managing risk and the impact of claims costs on its customers. Hyundai and Kia owners who are currently insured by Progressive will be able to keep their policies. Vehicles from both car makers are frequently the target of car thieves. Nearly two-thirds of U.S. adults support banning menthol cigarette sales, and more than half support ending the sale of all tobacco products. That's according to new research from the CDC. The study surveyed nearly 6,500 U.S. adults in 2021. The FDA has proposed a ban on menthol and flavored cigarettes and cigars.
Police in Michigan believe they found the remains of three missing rappers. Montoya Givens, Armani Kelly, and Dante Wicker have been missing since they traveled for a performance in Detroit last month. The show was canceled and their phones were shut off shortly after. Several law enforcement agencies are investigating their disappearance.
A New Jersey community is mourning after a local politician was shot to death in her car. Officers found Sayreville Councilwoman Eunice Dwumfor dead on Wednesday, and police say she was shot several times while behind the wheel. Officials don't have a suspect or a motive in the case yet. The 30-year-old had recently been elected to a 3-year term on the borough council. Officials, including New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, expressed shock and sadness over her death.
There's Oscar buzz in Fayetteville surrounding one of the nominees in the Best Supporting Actor category. Brian Tyree Henry has been nominated for his role in the movie Causeway. Henry is from Fayetteville and graduated from E.E. Smith High School in 2000. That's where he was part of the Smith 16 Chorus and played in the school's magnificent marching machine. It was in the chorus where he really excelled. Sharon McNair was his instructor.
I went up when he was at Yale, and he was doing one of the plays there, and I was just mesmerized, and I told my daughter, I said, if Brian wants to go further, he's got it.
We'll find out if Henry adds Oscar to his list of acting awards. The Oscar winners will be announced Sunday, March 12th at 8 p.m.
Today is National Wear Red Day. According to the American Heart Association, cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of women. The national campaign hopes to bring attention to the disease and help save lives. And you can do your part. If you think about it, wear some red today.
Well, for the past week, we've been seeing a lot of green on the radar, and that's starting to diminish, thankfully. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center, where we might actually see some sun today.
You know, on Monday, we talked about the fact that it was going to be a really wet week for us. But, you know, it's nice to be on the other side of that now. There's just the back edge of the rain gradually sliding off down to the south. Still a little bit of light, patchy rain, especially down, say, around parts of Hoke County, southern Cumberland County, down here toward Sampson County as well. But that's the end of it. It is moving on out. So it's not raining where you are, especially, say, Sanford, Dunn, Goldsboro, northward. Well, you're done. It's wet out there right now. We take a live look at downtown Raleigh. You can see the street. Are wet, but that rain is moving on out of here. It's going to be pretty cloudy as the sun comes up, but gradually as we get closer to lunchtime, we're going to see more of that sunshine. Temperatures are in the mid 40s, so it's not terribly cold right now. Tomorrow morning, we're talking about temperatures easily 20 degrees colder than this. We're going to hold it in the upper 30s to mid 40s. 40s, just kind of on and off all during the day today, because we're going to see a strong wind coming out of the northwest, and that's going to push some Arctic air into the region that we'll really feel tonight and tomorrow. Right now, it's 45 in Fayetteville, 43 in Rocky Mount, and 37 degrees in Roxborough. Not going to see temperatures dropping down to freezing this morning, so none of the water on the roads is going to freeze, so we're in pretty good shape there. We're also going to talk, coming up in 30 minutes, about the extreme cold in the northeast. You can see the purple color contours there. Those dive down to the south. We don't get into the purple color contours, but it's definitely going to be cold for us today and tomorrow. But look what happens next. Here's some warmth. That warmer air starts to invade on Sunday, and it will be with us next week. It's going to feel fantastic. Today, 44 degrees, increasing sunshine. We should see plenty of it by this afternoon, but it's also going to be breezy. Saturday, chilly at 42, and then Sunday back to 54, which is not too far from normal. Take a look at our futurecast wind chill. Already at 5 o'clock with some wind and clearing conditions, we'll see it feeling like 23 in Roxborough, 32 in Raleigh, and 36 in Fayetteville. Overnight tonight, that wind chill drops into the teens. At around 10 o'clock, it'll feel like teens in the triangle and low 20s down to the south and east. And of course, first thing in the morning, we'll pause it right there at 7 o'clock. It'll feel like nine in Rocky Mount, 18 in Southern Pines, 15 in Clinton. And then at lunchtime, it's still going to feel cold. It'll feel like low to mid 20s with the wind chill, even at noon on Saturday. All right, Krispy Kreme Challenge is 8 o'clock on Saturday. Temperature at 8 o'clock, 23, but that wind chill is going to be right around 15. So it's going to be a cold one. And then here's where things will really heat up. Battle of the Blues is Saturday night as you're walking into the stadium, 39 and coming out at 32. But it'll be a hot contest inside, that is for sure. Again, Sunday we start to warm things up a little bit, and then check it out. We have 4 days in a row with highs in the 60s next week.
That is amazing. Looking forward to it. Thanks, Elizabeth. An incredible rescue caught on camera. The steps taken by a police officer and a bystander that saved the life of a man who was involved in a car crash.
And a show honoring the 50th anniversary of Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon album is coming to Raleigh. We'll tell you when you can get your tickets. An amazing moment of bravery was caught on video in Las Vegas. The Vegas Metro Police Department released video showing the moment when one of its officers and a citizen rushed to the aid of a crash victim. They realized they needed to get the unconscious driver out of the smoke-filled car immediately. They moved to the driver's side, began pulling the man from the car just before a fire sparked and engulfed the car in flames. Wow, the cause of the crash has not yet been released. Great work by them. Country pop icon Shania Twain is busy with the music of her new album, Queen of Me. It's a track which she says truly reflects her empowered state of mind in this next chapter of her career. Ashley Dvorkin has more. A million ways to show you. Shania Twain has a new album out, Queen of Me, and a global tour to follow. The superstar calls it all a good busy right now.
It's quite meditative. I fall asleep thinking about sets, lights, you know, colors, textures.
Twain found the music was a way to escape during the pandemic.
Writing songs that were very optimistic, very upbeat, things that made me want to dance, cheer myself up. Now that the album's done, I want to share it and hopefully share that same inspiration.
There's a theme in this new career chapter for her.
I am a much more free-spirited person at the end of the day. I'm much more appreciative of being able to manage and control my own state of mind, or at least taking that very seriously. Hence, Queen of Me as the title track of the album.
You empower others in that way through your music. What would you say has helped get you to this point the most? Even most recently, what has empowered you?
Being able to put my thoughts and emotions into music is really my power of communication. The vision I have artistically with visuals and the art direction is very important. It's a continuation of all of that. So my artistic expression in general.
Shania brings her vision on the road starting April 28th. Is it sort of rest up, gear up, giddy up? That's kind of what I was thinking. Like, what do you do right now?
Exactly. Yeah, it's time to giddy up for sure and get into gear. I was on the mic harmonizing to Harry Styles Falling. I love to get my voice prepped by harmonizing to other artists, eating discipline, milling through the production. So daily work on the tour.
That's good to see her back. An Ohio factory is getting pretty busy right now. The workers are making the footballs that'll be used in the Super Bowl. The balls go through the process from beginning to end in this small central Ohio town of Ada. It's the Wilson factory there for the Wilson footballs. The leather is cut and stitched and sewn. Lasers are used to engrave the team names onto each one. Then it's turned inside out, the bladder's installed, and it's filled up with air. Then the balls are individually inspected, checking the weight, size, and quality to ensure each one was hand-created to the exact specifications that make them perfect for the NFL.
They have it all down. Tickets go on sale today for a show honoring 50 years of Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. The Australian Pink Floyd show will play at Carrie's Cocoa Booth Amphitheater in September. The critically acclaimed tribute group will perform Dark Side of the Moon in its entirety. The show is set for September 17th.
A look at these adorable seal pups. North Carolina Aquarium at Fort Fisher shared this picture of them with the world yesterday on social media. Oh, they are so cute. They say they will reveal the gender of these babies tomorrow morning.
Utterly adorable. What a caption.
A Walmart in Lewisburg is damaged after a driver crashed right through the front doors. WRL's Naya Harden is at that scene with an update on whether the store will be able to open today or not.
We'll learn more this morning about the federal conviction of a national motorcycle gang leader who lives in Wake County. WRL's Laura Levine will bring us up to speed on what we know about this case.
Plus, the Pentagon is tracking what they believe is a Chinese surveillance balloon in U.S. airspace. We have the response issued from Chinese officials overnight.